Video: Mom sues over alleged school volunteer ban for OnlyFans job, like having a scarlet letter on your head. By Amy Furr on January 28, 2023. A Florida mother is suing the Orange County Public Schools, OCPS, claiming the school board has barred her from volunteering because she is an OnlyFans model. 31-year-old Victoria Treese used to volunteer at her child's school, Sand Lake Elementary, but said she was banned last year because she posts sexually explicit content on the subscription website, WESH reported Wednesday. "I always wanted to be involved in that aspect of life," Treese said last year when speaking about volunteering for the past 5 years. "My mother did it for me and having her there was the best joy growing up." She created her OnlyFans account because she did not want a regular job and wanted to be with her children as much as possible. She filed a lawsuit Tuesday against OCPS once the principal allegedly told her she was not allowed to be around children or on the school's campus. Those instructions were reportedly handed down from the school board. According to the woman's attorney, Mark Nijami, "It's kind of like the old days of having a scarlet letter on your head," adding what she does is not illegal. "But yet, we have a morality police with the Orange County School Board and whatever administrators made this horrific decision," he added. Photos show the mother at work and speaking to reporters. Meanwhile, social media users were quick to share differing opinions on the story. "It's almost like schools are a place where moral standards need to be upheld for the sake of innocent children. Weird," one person commented, while another said, "So live drag shows are okay but private OnlyFans accounts are not?" Treese has accused the school board of invasion of privacy, civil sexual cyber harassment, while also claiming leaders sent her images to staff members, employees, and the media without asking permission. She previously passed the volunteer background checks and does not have a criminal record. Now, she told reporters she wants to see things change. "I don't want any parent at all to ever go through this. It's not, to me, it's just not fair at all," the woman stated. Last year, her legal team planned to sue for $1 million, but has since decided to let a jury decide what the outcome will be.